Welcome to another program with Truths to Live By, a ministry of Harriman Baptist Tabernacle, located at 1420 Old Rome Street in Harriman, Tennessee. You are now listening to Evangelist Brother Cam Clark.
Thank you for joining us again for another broadcast. I'm Evangelist Cam Clark. In light of what Christ said in Matthew chapter number 4, in verse number 4, that man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God, I would like to encourage you to follow along as we study through God's eternal word. Once again, it is a wonderful day to be saved. It is a wonderful day to be a Christian, and it is a wonderful day to get to open God's wonderful word. And so we will continue our study, if you would go with me to the book of Titus, Titus chapter number 1. We will continue our study here in Truths and Titus, and we'll try to give us a thought today out of this book. If you recall, we looked verses 1 through 5 of the book of Titus at Paul's salutation. And we find in this portion of Scripture that Titus has been called to see to the strengthening of the churches on the island of Crete. And he has God's instructions for a church to be set in order. We recognize that in verse number 5. Then we looked verses 6 through 9 at the pastor's stewardship, and that God commands men to be qualified and capable of leading his people. He has requirements for who can lead and who can be a pastor in his church. But verses 10 through 16, and today we'll address 10 through 14, we will look at the people's sin. The people's sin. So look with me in verse number 10. We will read four verses and we will get into the thought of today. The Bible says, "For there are many unruly and vain talkers and deceivers, especially they of the circumcision, whose mouths must be stopped, who subvert whole houses, teaching things which they ought not, for filthy lucre's sake. One of themselves, even a prophet of their own, said, The Cretans are always liars, evil beasts, slow bellies. This witness is true. Wherefore rebuke them sharply, that they may be sound in the faith, not giving heed to Jewish fables and commandments of men that turn from the truth." So today I simply want to address false teachers. We look here at the false preachers in 10 through 14. We find in these verses a warning to God's people concerning false teachers. So we must recognize if we are going to be able to stand in our day and our culture, we must be aware that there are wolves who desire to devour the sheep. And we recognize that as the return of the Lord Jesus Christ gets closer and closer, that seducers will wax worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. And that ought to be a sober thought in our hearts, in our minds. We must notice that not everyone that stands behind the pulpit has a longing to see the church go forward for the glory of God. And I believe that is why early on in this chapter, this is why the Holy Ghost of God addresses the qualifications of men to pastor first. Because if the standard is not met, if the qualifications are not met concerning a pastor, then the flock are at great danger for a deceiver to take over. And so God is using those qualifications to protect his flock from these false teachers that we are going to address. So we see false preachers. Look at their ways in verse number 10. We find he says, "For there are many unruly and vain talkers and deceivers." That word unruly is what I want us to notice. This is the same word that is used concerning the children of the pastor who are not under subjection, who are not following the rules, who are not being obedient. And so this means these are those who will not be subjected to control. They are disobedient individuals who ultimately reject the authority of God's word. Though they claim to believe the word of God, it is obvious by their conduct that they have never actually submitted to it. Their lifestyle proves that they are not living by the word of God, but rather they are living unruly, disobedient, unsubmitted lives to the scripture. They are not obeying that which God has clearly revealed. And God's people are to watch out for men who don't care to live openly, unruly, who do not care to walk contrary to the word of God. Those are men that when you see them, there ought to be a red flag go off in your mind and in your heart that something is off concerning them. Verse number 12 describes their ways very clearly. It says that they are evil beasts. They're always liars and they're slow bellies. And so their lifestyle proves that they live a life that is lacking submission to God's word. And those men are dangerous men. But we find in verse number 10, not only their ways, but we find their words, their vain talkers. These are those that proclaim empty and senseless statements that do not bring profit, but rather harm the hearer. And we know that any word that is given from the scripture is profitable. God said his word will not return void. And God's preachers are men that desire to preach the word of God. And that word will profit and will strengthen the people of God. But these people here, these false teachers, these false preachers, they fail to give the word of God. Therefore, their ramblings and their idle proclamations are vain, and sadly, they are destructive. And so God's people must be aware of these false teachers' words and also should be able to recognize when one's message is vain talking. When one rambles in philosophies and vain ideologies, we ought to recognize that that man is a dangerous man and we ought to flee from that man. So we see there, we see their ways, we see their words, but recognize their want in verse number 10. We find that they are vain talkers and deceivers. So we know that these are false preachers who have a motive behind their vain talking. A deceiver is a misleader and seducer who is purposely desiring to lead the flock of God away for personal gain. We're told in verse number 11 that they're teaching things they ought not. Why? For filthy lucre's sake. They desire to do these things that they might be personally profited of it. These are ravening wolves who constantly are seeking ways to devour the sheep. And we better be aware in 2024 of false teachers who are desiring to devour our family and desiring to devour our churches. We ought not to think that every man who's standing is a perfect man and that he has a perfect desire for our family and our church. The reality is we must be aware there are people out there who desire to destroy our homes, destroy our families for their own profit. And so we see their characteristics, but look at their cause. Look what they are causing. Number one, they're causing departure. Verse 11 says they're subverting whole houses. Verse 14 says they're teaching commandments of men that turn from the truth. And in the context, he's speaking specifically of these Jewish false teachers who were causing professing Christians to depart from the true gospel. They were teaching a works-based salvation, which is a damnable heresy. And so these false teachers, they do and will cause people to depart from the truth. Verse number 11, he uses the word subvert. That means to overthrow, to overturn, or to destroy. And so ultimately, they are destroying the faith of some. He says in verse number 14, to turn from the truth. That means to turn oneself away or to desert. They're deserting from the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. And how sad is it to think that possibly how many on the island of Crete were so close to salvation, were so close to trusting in Christ, but someone overthrew their faith by vain talking. And this ought to sober our minds up. We must protect our children, our young people in our church who have never been truly saved yet, who have never come to that place where they understand the gospel. We must be serious and sober, protecting them from vain talkings and from individuals who preach a false gospel. So we see that they cause departure, but they cause dilution. The lifestyle of these teachers influence the lifestyle of their listeners. Verse 12 says the Cretans are always liars, evil beasts, and slow bellies. And so these people's lifestyle is infecting the lifestyle of professing saints. And so we must recognize that their lifestyle can and will divert an individual's lifestyle. And so we recognize the dilution, but recognize ultimately the destruction that they are causing. These teachers, these false teachers, are damning the souls of those whom they turn from the truth. These people, these the circumcised here, the Jew that was teaching these vain things, were causing some individuals to turn away from the gospel of the grace of God. And today, false teachers are preaching a false gospel that is eventually going to destroy the simple-hearted in hell. This ought to be something that we ought to stand very vocally against, knowing that there are people in this world who will die lost in their sins because of a man or a woman who stands and preaches vain and unprofitable things that convince that individual of something that is false. And if God's church is not aware of people as this and does not mark people like this, there might be professing Christians, unsaved people who have never been born again in our pews who get led astray and ultimately die without the Lord Jesus Christ and spend an eternity in the lake of fire. And so we see their characteristics, we see their cause, but we see the call. There's a call to you and I as born again children of God in these verses that we must do. Verse 11 says that their mouths must be stopped. Verse 13 says, wherefore rebuke them sharply. We see the call is to rebuke the sinner. These false teachers' mouths must be stopped. That means that their mouths must be reduced to silence. Now the question can be posed, how do we do that? He gives us clear instruction. He says, rebuke them sharply. That means abruptly or severely. We must recognize that if our churches are going to stand, we must call out error that can destroy the church of the living God, that can lead astray people into damnable heresies and send people to hell. For we know that a little leaven leaveneth the whole lump. And we do not desire the leaven of false doctrine and false teachers to spread. And if we do not stop the mouth of these false teachers, there's a danger that our young people and our children could be led astray by their false teachings and one day perish without the Lord Jesus Christ. But notice, we aren't rebuking them to be seen, but we are doing so that they might be sound in the faith. Verse 13 tells us that this witness is true, wherefore rebuke them sharp, that they may be sound in the faith. We desire for them to be saved by God's grace. But notice, we're not only rebuking the sinner, but we are rejecting their statements. He says, not giving heed to Jewish fables. That word giving heed means to turn the mind to or to attend, to be attentive. And so we must be careful who we are lending our ears to. We must be careful not to attend or to give attention to their statements, desiring instruction from them. Because we know that listening to those that reject God's word can put us in a vulnerable position to be led astray. So we today must be aware of false teachers, and we must rebuke them sharply and stand. Because if our churches are going to be set in order today, we must address them firmly and with conviction.
That concludes another broadcast of Truths to Live By, a ministry of Harriman Baptist Tabernacle, located at 1420 Old Rome Street in Harriman, Tennessee. You can also find us on the web at www.hbtchurch.com. If this program has been a blessing, we would love to hear from you. Please send all correspondence to P.O. Box 575, Harriman, Tennessee 37748, or by email to info@hbtchurch.com. We thank you for listening today, and until next time, we leave you with the words of the Apostle Paul, who said in Romans 15:13, now the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, that you may abound in hope through the power of the Holy Ghost.